Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
You know, when the families came in, there was it was quite an emotional moment. So we were hurting. A lot of the guys shed a few tears. And then after a while, AB, he rallied the troops and, you know, we had a bit of a team meeting and he wanted us to go share a drink with the New Zealand guys after our game, after the probably the worst feeling that we could have had. You know, he wanted us to to wish our opponents well because they beat us in the semi-final and they were going to the World Cup final, and we have never won a World Cup and they have never won a World Cup. Australia have won, well, they've won four now, but they won three before then. So for us to wish them well in the final against Australia, so we had to search for something above and beyond how we were feeling, and we had to suck it up. It wasn't easy to walk into their change room. They were all happy. Maybe not. They weren't as loud, and they kind of felt our pain a little bit. So as we walked in, they kind of settled down just a little bit. So they felt our pain, and we just sat and chatted to them and chatted with them for a little bit. And you know, we kind of shared the game that we just played, and we said good luck for the final. I hope you guys do well. And it was something quite big from a leadership point of view, for AB to do that and to say that and to lead it. And he was the first person to walk into their change room, and we all led behind him. And for someone to do that in probably our worst moment was something quite significant and something quite big. And it shows the true character of who he is as a person and who we are as a team. Protea Fire, you know, Proteas, to show that source, that sportsmanship, and to... like I said, to search above and beyond yourself, because the game is bigger than yourself. You know, the moment is sad, but there's other things at play, and hopefully that moment will be returned to us one day.
So when they were sitting there, did you shout for New Zealand at that stage, or did you shout for Australia?
I would have loved New Zealand to have won.
I think all of us, everybody wanted that.
I don't think we're too big a fans of Australia. They had probably had the stronger team. New Zealand were very good in their own country. So in New Zealand, they were unplayable. But in Australia, at the MCG, is 100,000 people.
Yeah.
Australia just had, they were too strong on the day.
Faji, thank you very much for your time. A lot of respect. As I said, from humble beginnings and just keeping the faith and, you know, listening to what your parents told you and that school teacher and your coaches. And you've just become an amazing role model for a lot of young kids in this country and for the older generation as well, like me and my producer here. What an inspiration. It was so nice to hear your story. And I wish you well. Were you playing next? Who's coming to South Africa?
In the 5th of July is our first T20 international against Bangladesh in Bangladesh.
That's right, you're going there.
So there's two T20s, three ODIs, two test matches, and then New Zealand comes to us for five ODIs in August. So that'll be quite a hard battle.
Enjoy the food in Bangladesh. You can enjoy it. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
That's our new
coming
pleasure.
Up now, we have Carla McKenzie, 2 minute break, and then she's going to play some music for you. And next week, we have another special guest, Bobby van Jaarsveld, between 10 and midnight. Cheers. Thanks for listening.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon.